Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All right.
Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I've just been getting blessed, okay? We're blessed in the city, hey. We're blessed in the field, hey. I've been getting blessed by these episodes. I'm not even gonna hold you. Okay, I feel sorry for the people who are missing out, but shout out to the faithful listeners. Man, y'all listen, every time I drop an episode, y'all are just tuned in, y'all are locked into this ministry, and I am so appreciative, and I'm so blessed, man. Like, I mentioned last episode that God is about to release influence and favor over my ministry. So, whoo, y'all, shout out to the day ones. Let's just say that, okay? Let's just start right there, okay? Shout out to the day ones. Y'all, I'm so excited to just be doing this series. And I don't even know what the series is called, but it's literally a series of episodes that we are going to be diving into this week. And possibly next week as well. God has just been downloading so much revelation, and so many things are happening and getting ready to happen, and a lot of shifting and moving is taking place and about to take place. So I'm just so excited for what he's doing, not only in my life, but in you all's lives as well, the supporters of the podcast. So yeah, I'm excited, y'all. Like I said, I do have something coming up for you all, for those who are tuned into this podcast series. It's going to be coming out really soon. It's coming up, so make sure you all are just locked in. Make sure y'all stay locked in. Make sure you stay connected to the Living in Pursuit podcast. Shout out to everyone. Y'all, actually, something, quick testimony, quick revelation right quick. So, speaking of influence, I posted a video on my TikTok a few weeks ago before the shaking, before I had to leave my apartment, and before my computer got damaged. So, I remember just waking up and God placing something on my heart. He was, you know, downloading this revelation and this word into my spirit. So I had wrote everything down. He told me to post it on my TikTok specifically. So a couple of hours after that, I had posted the video on my TikTok, and I go to look and the video is going viral. And I'm sitting up here like, God, what are you doing? What's happening here? I never had a viral video, never had, you know, as many views never had as many views on a video ever. So it made me think of a couple of things, of how obedience is key in this season, clearly. What if I didn't write it down? What if I didn't get up? What if I wanted to sleep, right? But I was obedient, and when I posted the video, it went viral, and God not only validated my gifts and the fact that, you know, I actually hear him accurately, but he used me in such a way to get to multiple people, thousands of people. Like, that video is at 275K and just beaucoup reshares. But the fact that it is continuing to reach so many people is just blowing my mind. So yesterday, I get on my Instagram and I saw that I had a request for a DM. Now, usually that's spam in my inbox, so I usually just hurry up and delete it. But it was two voicemail messages. Not voicemails, but y'all know what I mean. It was two voice memos. And I'm going to actually play it for y'all so y'all can hear what it says. Hold on, y'all.
Hi, Drea. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm actually sending this message from the other end of the world. I'm currently in Luxembourg. But I just wanted to reach out because your video on entering the room just spoke to my soul. Like, you just don't believe how I needed to hear that. And I just felt God speaking to me through this video. And it just gave me so much encouragement to just keep going and actually start believing in myself, because I've been struggling with self-doubt and discouragement for so long, and I just wanted to reach out to say thank you for sharing these kind of messages, because you just don't know how encouraging they can be for some people that are actually struggling and actually like waiting for something to happen for them. So God bless you.
I ain't about to play with y'all today. Do you hear me? I am not about to play with y'all today. Look, if God said it, he's going to perform it. If God said something to you, you better believe it. It don't make no sense in my mind how the fact that God instructed me to do something, I was obedient, I heard him correctly, I posted the video weeks ago, and the video is still surfacing. It's still making its way to God's people. The word is still going forth. Y'all, it just blows my mind. And I'm humble enough to realize that had nothing to do with me. God literally just used me to speak a word to reach hundreds of thousands of people. And that's what I'm talking about when we talk about being obedient and when we talk about influence. That is exactly what I am talking about in this season. If God said that you are going to speak to millions of people, he's going to do it. He's going to make sure it happens. When God says that you will have influence and that he will send you to the nations and that he will make your name great, he will. Like he's literally doing that in my life right now. And I'm just so blessed. I'm so honored, man. If you all have any testimonies that you want to, just send in, just DM me on my Instagram, email me. All of the information would be in the show notes below. But y'all, I'm just so, I don't even know what to say. Like, God is doing a new thing and it's so exciting to me. Anyway, I hope that blessed you. I hope that it blessed your heart, blessed your ears, and gave you hope and really just confirmed some things to you as well. Let's go ahead and get into the good news. So Christian R&B music is continuing to sweep the nation. It is making its way through the industry, and I am so here for it. I want to give you all some recommendations. I do have two recommendations today, and we're going to just kind of call this the artist spotlight. This music has touched me in many ways that you all probably don't even know, and I really just want to share with you my recommendations. Brother and sister duo Evan and Eris Ford are completely changing the narrative. They are literally stretching the concept of what Christian music is, what worship music is. And I'm so appreciative of their obedience. I'm so appreciative of their creativity and the different ways that they are being aligned in God's will, really just showing creatives that this type of music is possible, and this type of music is not only possible, but it's inspiring creatives all over the world. People who were in the world, like me, making all kind of other R&B music, like, not that type of music. But this is just showing you that you can have that same feel, that same sound of R&B, but the lyrics can change. And the lyrics can not only change, but they can change your heart. It can inspire you by speaking the word of God in this particular sound. So I'm so grateful for them. They have an album called Seasons. I think this is their first album. I love this album, y'all. I'm gonna share my recommendations in the show notes below. But Seasons, oh my God, look, I've mentioned them before in previous episodes, in previous seasons, but this, y'all, look, y'all need to go listen, y'all need to go check it out for sure. My second recommendation is Pastor Mike McClure Jr. If you all don't know, he is the pastor of Rock City in Birmingham, Alabama. But he's also a singer / rapper. So I love his music. He is the man that created that song Big. And it's gonna be big. I love that song when it first came out. But he just recently dropped a singles ministry volume 1 deluxe video edition project. And these songs are strictly for singles. So if you all find yourselves in a single season, this may be what you should listen to in this hour, in this season of your life. So those are my recommendations, y'all. His first album was actually great too. So if you just type in Mike McClure Jr., you can find him on YouTube, Spotify, everywhere else. You can find him anywhere. So I'm excited for y'all to really get some new recommendations, for y'all to start listening and, you know, just being inspired by this kind of music. And yeah, that was the good news. Let's go ahead and get into the episode. Lord, it took us 12 minutes to do all that, but that's okay. The Lord is good. He is with us. So in today's episode, we are talking about the dangers of being revealed too soon. Yesterday's episode, we talked about the process of transformation. We talked a little bit about understanding time and how God operates in time. We understand the reason for the process of transformation. We understand that God is using us for a bigger purpose other than ourselves. And I shared with you all some testimonies and things like that. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, go ahead and listen to that one. But today we're talking about the dangers of being revealed too soon. Well, I know that you all are probably familiar with the term, anything before its time is a curse. Anything that you have too soon is anything that you have before its time. Anything too soon can cause much damage to your emotions, to your finances, to any particular area in your heart. We've been talking a lot about the birthing season, and that was actually our first episode of the season 3. And when I think about being revealed too soon, I think of something being premature. I think of all of the complications and all of the dangers that occur when something comes before its time, when something enters into the earth too soon. It also makes me think of Jesus's ministry. When he was in the thick of his ministry, like when he was literally starting, he did miracles. He revealed himself to a certain group of people, his disciples, Mary, the people closest to him. He revealed certain things about him, certain wonders and miracles about God, certain revelations, certain parables within its time that it was supposed to be revealed. It made me also think of the story in Matthew chapter 16. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the verses, 13 through 20. It is Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah. Verse 13, when Jesus came to the region of Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the man, the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus replied, "But what about you?" he asked. "What do you say? Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. So even in this scripture, we see a few things. When Simon had this revelation, or really just he knew already, but when he had this revelation, when God gave Peter this revelation of who Jesus was, Jesus not only acknowledged that what Peter was speaking out of his mouth was before his time. Like, Peter would not have known that had God not downloaded that into his spirit, had God not revealed that to him first. And not only did Jesus recognize that answer had came from God, but he had blessed him with his words. He had told him that, you know, "I'm going to give you this and I'm going to give you that." Like, he responded to his revelation, and he went forth and started prophesying over him and started to tell him the things to come in that moment. Things that he hadn't told Peter before, things that was not revealed to him before. But even in that moment, after Peter had gotten a revelation from God, Jesus responded with a blessing. Ooh. We getting into it already. Hold up. We getting into it already. And not only that, but he instructed Peter, and he said, after he gave him that response, and he said that, you know, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." And just telling him all of these things that were to come. He tells him, not to tell anyone that he is the Messiah. It also brings me to John chapter 2, where Mary, Jesus's mother, they was at a party. They was at this wedding reception, and Jesus was there, and the people at the wedding had ran out of wine. And what's funny is Mary, she already knew that Jesus was capable of, you know, whatever. She already, it was already revealed to her the powers and the wonders of Jesus. And she already knew for sure, even before he was born, that this child was special, that this man was the Messiah. She already knew. So this prompted Mary to ask Jesus, "Can you refill these people wine? Because, you know, they need some more drink, okay?" And the response that Jesus gave her was different than the response that he gave Peter. He said, "Woman," Jesus was so funny to me. He said, "Woman, my time has not come yet." And that took me for a surprise. Even in his response, he knew that he was almighty, all powerful. He knew what he was capable of. But he was also in a position of being around multiple people that probably would have looked at him crazy, people that would have probably not understood him, people that would probably try to figure him out in that moment. And for him to say, "Woman, my time has not come yet," to me, that means that Jesus did not want to reveal himself in front of all of those people. I feel as though Jesus did not want to reveal himself too soon because of that very reason. Now, that's just my perspective. So y'all can dive deep into that if you want to. But there's something to be said about that. He still, you know, gave them people the wine. He still, you know, turned the water into wine. But even his hesitation speaks to me. He knew that his time had not come yet. He knew that there was going to be a bigger time of reveal. He knew things that everybody else did not know. He knew the things to come. He knew what he would have had to endure. He knew the minds of the people around him. He knew that God had not revealed things to them yet. So that meant, I'm not going to reveal some things to you either. But even that hesitation just kind of spoke to me, because he already knew. He already knew what time it was, basically. And I also feel as though he didn't want the disciples to tell anyone that he was the Messiah either, because Jesus was still in the process of like his ministry. He was still, you know, warming the people up. He was still, you know, in front of unbelievers. He was still in the process of showing people the power of God, kind of like easing them into it, dropping hints, really taking his time to teach them. Because the things of God that have not been revealed yet, to explain that, to try to explain that to people, look, it takes a certain anointing, a certain amount of wisdom and understanding to be able to articulate the things that God has planned for his people that they have no knowledge of. So I think that it's important to kind of look at those stories and think, what was the reason why didn't Jesus want to be revealed? Why didn't he just say, oh yeah, go tell everybody about what I did. Go tell everybody about the powers that I can do. Go tell everybody so everybody would know. Jesus knew that he would have influence, but not for that particular reason, not for the miracles, the signs and the wonders and the teachings and things like that. He knew that his influence was going to be bigger than that. He knew that he was going to die on the cross, and he knew that the mission was to redeem humanity. He knew that the mission was greater than that. So as I'm thinking about this, I think that Jesus did not want people to get stuck on the fact that he only performs miracles. He didn't want everybody to know of his capabilities, because there was something greater ahead. He wanted them to focus on the redemption. He wanted them to focus on repenting and being renewed and transformed. He wanted people to focus on the transformation that was to come. Jesus wasn't worried about being famous. He was worried about the transformation. He was worried about his Father's business. And oftentimes when you even reveal things that God spoke to you, things that people have no knowledge of, when you reveal things too soon, people can contaminate that word. People can place their fears and their doubts on what God has told you. And it kind of makes you doubt God, or it will make you doubt God if you in turn value the opinions of others. So let's get into a little bit more of the dangers of being revealed too soon. So I was watching a video on digital marketing, and because that's my field, that's my industry, and everything that God had been showing me about my business, everything that this person was saying in the video aligned, let's just say that, aligned with everything God was showing me and everything that he had already gave me. The funny thing is, the video was made 2 years ago, but it was relevant to me in present day, because as we talked about in the previous episode, there is an appointed time for everything. God knew it would have been too early for me to comprehend what I was seeing in that video. I wouldn't have been able to understand what that man was talking about. Digital what? SEO what? Marketing? What you talking about? But because he's been leading me along the way this whole time, I was equipped through my gifting and my exposure to jobs and my education. And now it's come to the point where now I get it. I've caught up. And not only had I caught up, but I'm further along than most people in my field. Like what? People that are still trying to figure out how to do this and how to do that. God equipped me and graced me to have gotten this stuff early. But had I been exposed to it too soon, I probably would have rejected my calling. Let me tell y'all something. So when I was in high school, I never knew what I wanted to do in college. So while everybody was filling out college applications and they already knew their field and they already knew what they wanted to do, I didn't. I just, you know, I was exposed to what's that show called? Laguna Beach and the Hills. And I was so captivated by fashion and journalism and things like that. Basically everything that the main character Lauren Conrad was doing as working at Teen Vogue. So I started thinking, maybe I can go into journalism. Maybe I can write for Teen Vogue one day. Maybe I can write for a fashion article, or maybe I can go to FITM, the Fashion Institute in LA. Like, y'all, I really was like looking into it. I was like, man, look, I'm finna go to California. I'm about to be a fashion writer. I'm about to design my own clothes. And what's funny is that experience, being exposed to all of that, led me into the idea of marketing and business. And when I did go to school, my major was business management. Now, I still didn't understand business, like, you know, 18-year-old, like, I just didn't take my life seriously at all. I was just like, why am I here? Y'all not teaching me what I want to be taught. I wanted to do music. I wanted to live my life. I wanted to get out of my parents' house. Like, I was not focused on music. I mean, I was not focused on business or marketing or fashion or journalism or anything like that. So I forgot about it. I went on in my 20s, got into that relationship. I completely forgot about it. I didn't even have that passion or that drive anymore. But because God had already exposed me to it, He knew, going back to time, He knew that there would come a time in my life where He would bring it back around. And He would begin to cultivate and develop what He had exposed me to. So as I was watching that digital marketing video, I'm sitting up here like, man, had I pursued a career in marketing and business at that time when I was immature, at that time when I couldn't see my future, when I couldn't see the vision, when I didn't really have God in my heart, when I didn't really, you know, fool with God like that, had I been exposed to that or had I pursued it then, I don't know what would have happened right now. Like, I don't know what I would have done. I probably would not have been able to handle the weight of my assignment, nor would I have endured this specific process. Because God knew He was going to use me in such a way, He saw fit to use me now, after going through the process of transformation, after being exposed to more things along the way. When I was in that relationship, I was exposed to things. And as I was being exposed to those things, they were being hidden in my heart. I never really pursued those things, but they were just always in my mind. They were just always in the back of my mind. They were always there. But as soon as I endured some things, and as soon as I opened up my eyes to what God was doing, and He was shaping me and molding me and giving me more of the vision, now those things that were once hidden, my God, hold on, y'all, I'm getting stirred a little bit. Now those things that He exposed me to that were once hidden or that had once died in my life, He's resurrecting it. Who is that for? Who is that for? The things that you have forgotten about, the things that you have placed on the back burner, the things that you have put aside to pursue your own dreams and your own goals. ignoring the fact that God exposed you to some things for a reason. He exposed you to some things that will lead you to your purpose, that will lead you closer and closer to where he is in your future. Some of you have gifts God had to develop. Had he exposed you to your assignment or allowed you to operate in your gifting too soon, we would have became arrogant without the appointed time of humility. We would have relied on ourselves without the appointed time of submission. You get it? Like, we would have done things in our own strength. We would have completely took control of what God was really trying to use our gifts and our talents for, what he had exposed us to. We would have tried to do the things in our own strength, right? So even now, it's very important to understand that what God speaks to you, of course, you need to write it down and you need to kind of just keep it to yourself. Oh, it's a scripture that he's pulling to my mind right now. Hold on. Y'all, it took me all of 20 minutes trying to find that scripture, but I can't find it. And I feel so bad. Like, oh no, it was like, it was a scripture. It was like God had revealed something to me and he told me to wait on, like, not confirmation, but wait until I can fully understand what he revealed to me. I don't know what that scripture is, y'all, but if y'all find it, please let me know, because I'm sitting up here. I am baffled. I'm like, what is that scripture, God? And I'm sitting up here like, man, okay. Let me just continue the podcast because I done forgot. Dang. Anyway, so disappointed in myself. But anyway, we are not, or we should not reveal everything about ourselves, everything about what God is calling us to do or telling us to do or anything that is premature, because we don't understand fully yet. We don't understand the reason behind it yet. We don't understand why. We don't understand the details most of the times. So when we speak things before it's time, it can confuse us, because we are now relying on our own strength. We are now relying on our own understanding. We are now relying on the opinions of others. We have to also understand that people's opinions have power, and we have to get to this point in this process of transformation. We have to get to this point of understanding that people don't know it all either. Just like we don't know it all, they don't know it all either. So before, if the Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding, why are we allowing other people to lean on their own understanding when it comes to the things of God and the things that he told us? So some of y'all may be in that position where God has given you an instruction, or God has given you something that is crucial to your destiny, that's crucial to the days to come. And you don't really understand it yet. You don't really have clarity for it yet. You don't have step-by-step details. But what you don't want to do is display it too soon. You don't want to open up an entryway for the devil to come and try to manipulate that word that God has given you. When we try to lean onto our own understanding of things, we often allow the opinions of others, but we don't know. Oh, God, you speaking. Okay. You don't know. God says you don't know who the devil is using in this season of your life. You don't know who he's using and what he's putting in their mouth to say. You don't know how he's using them. And he said, before I let anybody put their mouth on what I said, I'm going to tell you to keep it on the low. Keep it to yourself for now. For I'm going to reveal it in its time. I'm going to reveal it to you when it's time. I'm going to give you the instructions when it's time. I'm going to tell you to move when it's time. I'm going to tell you to leave when it's time. I'm going to tell you to pursue that thing when it's time. Because the devil is crafty. Like, he wants you to misinterpret what God is saying. He don't want you to get clarity. He don't want you to understand what God is trying to do in your life, or what God is trying to say to you. in this time in your life. Like, you can't open yourself up to different spirits right now. Like, whatever word that you have from God, like, keep it to yourself until you fully understand it. And that's speaking to me even now. Like, that's speaking to me in my situation. But yeah, I just wanted to basically tell y'all that, and, you know, let God have his way. Of course, he be bombarding my podcast or whatever, but that's fine. You know, say what you gotta say, because this your podcast anyway. Do what you need to do. I'm gonna step out the way. Do what you gotta do. And also, I want to just leave y'all with this. Like, even when you're going through your process of transformation, it's best for people to just see the transformation than to try to articulate and tell them. Not everyone is going to be happy. Not everyone is going to understand what God is doing in your life. Not everyone is going to be receiving of what God is doing in your life that he's not necessarily doing in their lives. Hello. It's, if God is literally doing what seems to be a lot in your life, this, even the process of transformation is a lot, right? He wants to prune you. He wants to shape you. He wants to do all of these things, and it can be a lot. It can be overwhelming sometimes. So even in that process, trying to articulate what God is doing, it literally opens up the door for so much to come into that word and choke that word and literally make you believe things that are not conducive to what God wants you to believe, hear, say, or do. So I just wanted to leave y'all with that. That was the dangers of being revealed too soon. Even your influence. Let's talk about that. Hold on. God is shifting me in that way. Even your influence. God said he didn't reveal. He has you in hiding. He has had us in hiding, in obscurity. And the reason for that is because of the process. Is because of the process of transformation. He had to get this whole wanting to be famous out of you. He had to get this people-pleasing mindset out of you. He had to get this. He had to really just develop humility inside of you so that you don't take what God is doing and try to stamp your name on it. He literally says, had I revealed you to the world too soon, it would have caused your destruction. It would have caused your demise, and you wouldn't have appreciated your gift. You wouldn't have appreciated my timing. You wouldn't have appreciated the things that I've placed on the inside of you. You would have literally took what I said, ran with it, put your name on it, and forgotten all about him. Even in Deuteronomy, when God was leading the people out of bondage, and he was leading them along the way in that process and that transition of slavery and the promised land, even in Deuteronomy, when he was trying to lead them to where he had ordained them to go, he told them, okay, all right, now, before I let y'all come into this land that I promised you, you better not forget me. You better not forget that I was the one that provided you. You better not forget that the land that you are entering into has houses that you did not build. It has land that you did not obtain. It has all these things that you did not work for. I provided that. I'm the main one. I'm the captain of this ship. Okay? I am the pilot. Ain't no first pilot, second pilot. I'm the one that did this for you. So God said that even before he gives you this influence, he has to make sure that you understand that, and that you appreciate that, and that you are comfortable with that. Because a lot of times, even looking in today's economy, even looking in today's social media, we see everybody doing this and doing that, and we want to display everything that God is doing in our lives. And God is like, that's not what the influence is for. That's not exactly what I need you to do. That's not influencing people to read their Bibles. That's not influencing people to get in my word. That's not influencing people the right way. That's influencing people to do something else. So I leave you with just focus on the transformation, focus on and meditate on what God is doing right now in your life. Like whatever word that he's giving you, just cover it, protect it, protect the word that God has given you, protect the instructions that he has given you. Everybody not going to understand. Everybody is not going to be as faith filled as you are. Everybody is not going to be as excited for change and for the miracles that are happening in your life. So God just wanted me to come on here and just tell y'all that, like, he's even speaking to me in that. So yeah, I love y'all, period, point blank. I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode, which will be tomorrow. So look, y'all need to lock in, okay? Y'all need to lock in. Replay this episode if you need to a couple of times. It's cool, just do it, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. But yeah, I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode, and we are going to be getting more in depth into influence and the meaning behind the influence and the intention behind the influence that God is about to release into your life. So I love y'all, and I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Don't forget to leave a review, leave a rating, and share this episode with someone who needs it. Love y'all. I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.